Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. It's bright and sunny in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. As we move into the evening, a warm night is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Walla reports Hezbollah issued a notice against the IDF. They claim Israel violated a ceasefire by sending armored vehicles into southern Lebanon. Also earlier this hour, the Times of Israel announced the exposure of an Iranian terror network targeting Israelis abroad. This includes thwarted attacks on a synagogue and embassy in Azerbaijan. Also, this hour. Why? Net reveals Israeli security uncovered an Iranian plot to damage a strategic oil pipeline. The Mossad, IDF, and Shin Bet collaborated in the operation. Separately, Mariv reports Lebanese President Joseph Aoun has accelerated negotiations with Israel, stating only a Lebanese delegation will lead the talks. And finally, from JNS, Israel criticizes UN Chief Antonio Guterres for seemingly overlooking Hezbollah's terror actions in Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago rejecting severe accusations against the IDF. He emphasized that operational accidents occur in every war. Haviv Retig Gur, a journalist, posted moments ago highlighting the importance of maintaining pressure in geopolitical conflicts, suggesting eventual change. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reports that Sudan's army chief has arrived in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. He was received by the deputy governor of the Mecca region. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's notice against the IDF, according to Walla, Hezbollah accuses the IDF of breaching a ceasefire by moving armored vehicles into southern Lebanon. This raises tensions along the border, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to Iran's thwarted plots. The Times of Israel details how Azerbaijani authorities arrested individuals planning attacks on Israeli sites. This highlights ongoing threats against Israelis abroad and the effectiveness of international intelligence collaboration. Meanwhile, Ynet discusses the exposure of an Iranian plan to damage an oil pipeline. Israeli security forces successfully neutralized key operatives. This underscores the continued threat from Iranian networks targeting strategic Israeli infrastructure. On the diplomatic front, Mariv reports President Aoun's decision to lead negotiations with Israel through a Lebanese delegation. This shift could impact the dynamic of ongoing peace talks. And finally, the JNS report on Israel's criticism of the UN highlights frustration with the international body's response to Hezbollah's actions. This could affect Israel's diplomatic relations and its stance in international forums. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a new study reveals significant gaps in the global presence of Israeli cyber companies. This highlights challenges in maintaining Israel's competitive edge in technology. Separately, Mariv Business uncovers the economic impact of brain drain, with over 33,000 Israeli academics living abroad. This results in significant financial losses for Israel's economy. And finally, from Globes, new immigrants have purchased a luxury seafront apartment in Tel Aviv for 70 million shekels. This reflects the ongoing demand for high-end real estate in the city. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.